Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 16, he said, I may not return with you, nor go in with you, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with you in this place. Is he confused about it?
No.
For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, you shall eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that you came. Is he clear? Does he know what the Lord told him? Did the Lord warn him, don't do this? He knows it. He knows it's God. He knows what he said to him. Sounds kind of like the beginning of the book. When the enemy came and said, did God say? They were confused. Yes, God has said, you don't eat of the fruit of that tree. And the day you do, you'll die. They knew it. And yet what? They overrode it. They overrode what they knew he had said. This is dangerous. Now look what happens. Verse 18, he said to him, the old prophet, I am a prophet also, as you are. And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord and said, bring him back with you to your house that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied to him. Why would he do that? Why would the Lord have told this prophet, the young prophet, that specific thing? Don't you have a meal with anybody. Don't you go back with anybody. Why? This king is ungodly. These people don't even worship God anymore. They worship molten images. Ungodly. And the Lord is very displeased with them. And this man represents God.
Yes.
And when they're inviting him, it's like they're inviting the Lord.
That's right.
And the Lord said, I'm not eating with them right now. And I'm not fellowshipping with them right now. Did you hear me?
Yes.
You leave there? Don't you? Now see what? The king has gotten healed. He's ready to throw the man in jail and execute him. Now he wants to bring him home and let's have a big meal. Why? Because he is popular right now. He has rock star status right now. This story is going through the nation like wildfire. All these witnesses saw this man speak these words and the power of God shake that thing and tear it apart. And this man was leprous and now he's healed. And I mean, this is amazing. Signs and wonders. He goes from wanting to kill the man to wanting to cash in.
That's right.
On his credibility and his popularity. Are you with me?
Yes.
And people who don't know God and don't care want to use people who do.
That's right.
And the Lord knew that and he didn't want him to give his credibility to anybody by going with them or being involved with them. So he said, you say what I tell you to, and then you get out of there, you go home another way. Don't you eat with anybody. Don't you go home with anybody. You do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You go right home.
Amen.
Yeah, but you're so popular right now. The king wants to wine and dine you. Everybody wants to see you. Here's the old prophet. Now, if you read the rest of the story, you see this man really was a prophet. I said, a lying prophet? Yeah. He had known the prophecy of God. He had known it. This is my thinking. I think the man has gotten cold. Did you hear me?
Yes.
And away from God. He knows the power of God, previous life and previous experience, and he hears about it and he sees it in this young man and it stirs him up. And he wants it, and he lies. Just because a man or woman has legitimately been used of God doesn't mean that everything they say for the rest of their life is right. An apostle can lie. A prophet can lie. A pastor can lie. A teacher can lie. Just like you can lie. Why'd they do it? Well, why'd you? Biggest problem with ministers is that they're like you. Human. Natural. They can yield to the flesh. He lied to this man. And this man believed it. And overrode the warning of the Lord. Is it true? He went back with him. He ate bread in his house. He drank water. It came to pass as they're sitting at the table, the word of the Lord came to the prophet, the old prophet that had lied to him. Now here comes a real word to this man that just lied a while back. He says, I don't understand it. Well, there's a lot you don't understand. Don't mean it's not true. A man can yield to the Lord and turn around and yield to the enemy. Yield to the flesh. It's not good, but it can happen. He said, thus says the Lord, for as much as you have disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and have not kept the commandment which the Lord your God commanded you, but you came back and you ate bread and drunk water in the place which the Lord told you, eat no bread and drink no water, your carcass shall not come to the sepulchre of your fathers. Now this young prophet probably did not assume that meant he's going to die today. Your body is not going to come to the family cemetery. That could mean you're going to live another 50 years, 80 years, and then be buried somewhere else. It could mean a lot of things. And it came to pass after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, he saddled for him the ass, to wit for the prophet which he brought back. He put him in his car, you know, and sent him, probably feeling bad, wasn't he? And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it, and the lion stood by the carcass, and men passed by and saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass, and they came told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. So that's a sign. Lion didn't kill him because he's hungry. The lion would have ate the man and or the donkey. The donkey would have run away when the lion roared. The man's laying there dead, the prophet, the lion just sitting there looking at him, the donkey's sitting there looking at him. They just sat, that's a sign. The man got judged. Now his body's laying there dead. Why is his body dead right now? Was it the will of God?
No.
No. The plan, what was the will of God? For him to be back at his house by now. Eating his food with a lot of useful life and ministry in front of him.
Amen.
Why is the man dead? A legitimate man of God used to shake a nation on that very day. Talk about power, anointing, dead, young. Why? He didn't just ignore a warning. He knew what God told him. Didn't he? He overrode it based on what somebody else said they got from God.
That's right.
Come on, did you hear that now?
Yes.
He overrode it based on what somebody else said. And here, the one thing I think that kind of took him off guard was this man, he probably recognized he was a legitimate prophet. Or at least had been. And the man looked at him and told him, yeah, but God told me something else that supersedes what he told you. And so he overrode it. And now he's dead. How does God protect us? Warnings, but do you have to heed them?
Yes.
And even when you know them, you can't override them, but that's foolish. And when the prophet that brought him back the way heard it, he went, this is 26, get this. The prophet that brought him back from the way heard, he said, it's the man of God who was disobedient to the word of the Lord. And that's why the Lord delivered him to the lion, which has torn him and slain him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke to him, in other words, through me. He said, yes, that disobedient prophet, you know. You know, the Lord spoke through me at the table. You remember that? See, now he's back on top of his game. He's the prophet of the hour now. His prophecy just came to pass. Never mind, there wouldn't have been a prophecy and the man still be alive if he wasn't a liar. So he got his donkey and he rode out there, found the carcass in the way, and the ass and the lion standing by the carcass. The lion had not eaten the carcass nor torn the ass. That's supernatural. And the prophet took up the carcass of the man of God, laid him upon the ass, brought it back, and the old prophet came to the city to mourn and to bury him. And he laid his carcass in his own grave. And they mourned over him, saying, alas, my brother. I'm sure he felt responsible. And it came to pass after he had buried him that he spoke to his sons. He said, when I'm dead, bury me in the sepulcher where the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones. For the saying that he cried by the word of the Lord against the altar in Bethel and against all the houses of the high places which are in the cities of Samaria shall surely come to pass. His prophecy that he spoke will come to pass. I wanted us to look at this and take the time to go over it because it is such an example of overriding a warning that God gave you. Don't do it. I don't know how many times I've had people come to me and say, you know, I just feel led that you should do this or that. You feel led that I should do. You hear that kind of thing all the time, don't you? And you see people that will let other folks talk them out of what they know in their heart and ignore it and override it. You had a check about something, and then your friend comes along and says, oh, come on, come on, we got it all planned. Come on, you got to go. Yeah, but I had this little, oh, you know what, why? Why? Can you explain it to me? What reason do you have? And you don't have a reason except the big reason that you got a check. Don't raise your hand, but have you ever let somebody talk you into something that you knew better in your heart? You had a check, you had a warning, but you let somebody talk you out? Well, then we can't throw stones at this young man. He overrode the warning and it cut him off. It cost him. Wasn't the plan of God. Said out loud, I will not do this. I will trust what God gives me. I will follow it in Jesus' name.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Overriding the Warning, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204H. That's R1204H. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.